Anna, the floor is yours. Thank you, Pascal. The proposed text for a mandate for next year was circulated erstwhile among the high contracting parties. This came before the informal consultations that we held on 2 December 2021. After reflecting upon the discussions in the group of experts in August on the issue of IEDs, we allowed ourselves to undertake or to offer the following suggestions to the high contracting parties as regards our mandate for next year. We hope to include in that mandate the following aspects. First, in order to recompilate and in the end bring together guidelines based on best practices, recommendations, and lessons learned on methods for expanding education and awareness raising among the civilian population on the risk of IEDs, the group of experts will continue to hold exchanges, voluntary exchanges of information on methods, campaigns, education on risk of IEDs. Two, the group of experts, in step with the goals and purposes of the convention, will continue with an exchange of information voluntarily in step with the national protection of sensitive information policies, information on national measures, methodologies, and information, best practices, and lessons learned on the following topics. First, the development and consolidation of national responses and regional responses, coherent in this case, and coordinated in such a way as to counteract the threat of IEDs. Secondly, new types of IEDs, including activation triggering mechanisms and new components used as the primary chargers and detonators. Three, methods for minesweeping of IEDs, and particularly in urban areas, focusing on innovative technology and new means for eliminating these IEDs. And lastly, methods for protecting civilians from IEDs. As regards other four that are addressing the threat of IEDs, the group of experts will remain a step of these activities in order to ensure the complementary nature of efforts, raise awareness, seek synergies on issues such as the methods to prevent the diversion of precursors, munitions, explosive, and components that can be used to build IEDs. We recognize the importance of a balanced participation of men and women in the group of experts in its efforts to tackle the threats that come with IEDs. We would also like to encourage the high contracting parties to share, in a voluntary manner, information on their efforts to promote the meaningful participation of women and men in all political decisions and in the programming on efforts to fight the threat presented by these devices. And please provide information as well on a voluntary basis on your efforts to ensure the systematic inclusion of the gender issue in these matters. We'd like to recall to the high contracting parties that the resolution of the General Assembly on the CCW contains references on these aspects, and we believe that it's time to integrate gender considerations in a more systematic manner into the work undertaken within AP2. Lastly, as regards the Implementation Support Unit, the ISU, we would call for that body, working with the coordinators and the high contracting parties, to make available the responses to the original and revised questionnaire in the w restricted websites that have been designated to this end, that you also maintain an updated contact list for cooperation in fighting IEDs, and that you continue to update and make available in the convention's website the compilation of existing guidelines, best practices, and other efforts aimed at preventing the diversion of illicit materials that can be used to build IEDs. I would like to know whether any delegation would like to address in any manner the mandate that we've proposed. Should there be no request to do so, I will give the floor back to my colleague, the coordinator, to briefly address the revised questionnaire. Pascal, the floor is